Last week, your company declined a senior candidate requesting $2,000 in base compensation. 5 years of experience across two startups, built a complete AI SaaS platform using AI development tools, delivered features that would have required your engineering team's quarters to ship. Her equity had vested, she sought work-life balance after years of startup intensity, and she was willing to work on-site. She interned for you her sophomore summer, and you were her first call when she started the search. Acquisition team rejected her ask. 40% above band, your compensation consultant dismissed her entirely. Internal equity concerns. She made $20 an hour as an intern 7 years ago. She's worth $120K at best. Your VP of engineering added, we can't set that precedent. 2 days later, she called. $25,000 base at your competitor. Fully remote, she'd prefer to come back if you could match it. She'd enjoyed working there. You congratulated her, told her to take it. You both knew you couldn't get approval for even half that. CXO or not, HR controlled the process. You didn't lose an engineer. You lost the individual who would have eliminated half your roadmap backlog in her first quarter. Who would have transferred AI native development patterns to your team? Who would have anchored your AI transformation? She's executing that mandate now for your competitor. The market has changed. Let me tell you how. Your human capital policies were built for a labor market where engineering talent was largely interchangeable, where market rates provided reliable benchmarks, where compensation bands maintain internal equity and external competitiveness simultaneously. That market structure has fundamentally shifted. The engineering talent pool has split into two populations. One group builds with AI-native tooling, operates in agent orchestration patterns, and delivers in weeks what traditionally takes quarters. The other group maintains traditional development practices. The productivity gap is not small. An AI-native engineer can compress development timelines by orders of magnitude. They make traditional agile processes look slow by comparison. You know this because you see it every day in the startup world. Importantly, this talent is currently available. Most organizations are processing this shift exactly as yours is, running compensation decisions through existing approval frameworks while candidates interview elsewhere. Within 6 to 12 months, the available pool will contract sharply as faster-moving organizations complete their hiring. You're not staffing for current needs. You're building the team that will execute your strategy in 2028. The question is whether they work for you or your competitors. This goes beyond engineering. The compensation challenge in engineering reveals a broader strategic gap. Organizations are asking how to add AI skills to existing roles. The more productive question is this: how should each function operate when AI is a core capability? Your CFO doesn't need programming skills, but your finance function should be redesigned around AI agents that reconcile accounts and model scenarios at speeds that previously required consulting engagements. Your general counsel doesn't need prompt engineering expertise, but your legal processes should assume AI can analyze thousands of contracts in hours rather than weeks. Your sales organization doesn't need technical training, but they should understand that AI skills will soon be as unremarkable as email proficiency. Most importantly, your HR department needs to understand the shift and how AI drives better outcomes. This isn't about training programs. This is about redesigning how work gets done. Here's where it gets concrete. You need to make two decisions with your HR leadership this week, not next quarter. Decision 1. Tell your chief people officer to make AI competency mandatory for all roles, starting with HR. Include it in every job specification, performance review, and promotion criteria, not as a developmental goal, as a requirement. Some executives will resist. They'll argue their functions are unique or the timing premature. These leaders are unlikely to succeed in your organization over the next 18 months, and that's acceptable. True AI native transformation fundamentally restructures organizations. Change will come regardless. You're simply choosing to lead it. Decision 2. Tell your head of HR to authorize market rate exceptions for AI native engineering talent. Give your recruiting team the ability to exceed standard compensation bands when the business case supports it. Your compensation consultant will object. Your CFO may object. Some directors will be uncomfortable when individual contributors earn more than they do. Be explicit about this reality. Individual contributors shipping features using AI now generate measurably more value than most management roles. Remind them, you can use your AI agent and MCP to ask about project status. If leaders want premium compensation, they should return to building and lead by example. Your organizational hierarchy reflects legacy structure, not where value is actually created today. You have two options. Maintain your existing compensation framework and lose critical talent, or adapt your framework and build competitive advantage. Current market conditions favor hiring. AI native engineers are interviewing now because most companies are stuck in the same decision cycle you are. They're evaluating multiple offers while your HR team debates band exceptions. This won't last. In less than 18 months, aggressive companies will have hired the available talent. In 12 months, you'll compete against offers you can't match. By next year, this talent will have stopped responding to recruiters from companies that move slowly. It's the practical reality. Organizations making these decisions in the next 90 days will build advantages that matter. They'll acquire talent that competitors will struggle to hire later. They'll develop AI-native capabilities that become genuine competitive moats. They'll ship products noticeably faster than their markets expect. Timeline matters. The engineers available today won't be available in 6 months. Companies moving now are building teams for 2028. Companies waiting are explaining hiring failures to their boards in 2026. That engineer who wanted only $2,000 is building products for your competitor right now. Now, two questions for you. Are you calling your chief people officer this week, or are you comfortable explaining to your board next quarter why the talent you need is no longer available? This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.